It's a Friday afternoon. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media, the 21st day of November. On the line with us is Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's in Atchison, Kansas. And let's start, Mike, with the cattle on feed numbers. They were released just a few minutes ago. What'd they show you?
Bit of a negative report, Todd. Placements in October at 99%, probably one of the key headline numbers. That's very at the top end of the range. Market was thinking that with the very expensive calves, it would discourage feed yards from coming in and seeing a lot of placements, but we did not see that. We actually came within the top end of the range. Marketing's another maybe disappointing number, not far from the average. Marketing's of 92%, average guess 93%, but 92 was the low number. So again, we're showing a little bit more low demand than expectations maybe at the packer level. So that put the on-feed as of November 1 right at 100%. That, too, is at the very top end of the range and not far from the average. Top end meaning slightly negative. So I would say a nice report for the corn market in terms of corn demand, but I would suggest that maybe with that cattle hog spread trading at about its all-time high of about $80 in lead month cattle minus lead month hogs, maybe we'll see this report generate some unwinding of that spread as we get towards the end of this month.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. They managed to post a weekly hookup. Pretty impressive, I would think. And this last day was really kind of impressive.
Nice day, a nice week. I think the big thing that probably needs to be thought about and maybe called to the attention of the listener was that although Dease meal closed down $1.50, January meal closed the week up $2.20. And this is where the Dease contract is probably trying to get down a little bit and the Jan's trying to get up a little bit, Todd. And so we're trying to converge those two contracts as we see the options expire at the end of today. And so it did look a lot better for meal because we finished the January contract, as you say, up 1.7%. I really think the all-time record high in weekly export inspections on Monday kind of set the tone that even though that's somewhat of a backward-looking number as far as not showing future demand and weekly export sales showed a disappointing number, I think the trade was still very, very struck that we showed an all-time record high for 1 week in export shipments leaving this country.
And what is your thought now for soybeans? Because many are thinking, hey, wait a second, we've had a pop in soybeans, we probably ought to sell, but are there other things afoot that producers might want to consider? And
yeah,
are you in that same boat?
No, I am very nervous about the fundamentals. I think you should be because we have three times the U.S. ending stocks. But what's holding the market back and what continues to hold the market back from correcting more substantially is the fact that we still have end users that are caught short or were caught short, and we're still working through that. And I think the technicals at the end of this week from the Dease meal being able to close back up above $375 a ton on a weekly basis, that says it's still a buy, and they're just looking at it from a pure chart perspective. And then you throw on top of that another all-time high in the equities markets thanks to China's interest rate cut today and thanks to the European Central Bank making some comments that would suggest they're going to go all out on QE, just like Asia is going all out on QE. So the soybean equity market relationship's positive enough that I continue to feel as though that the soy is getting an underpinning of fund investment trading activity off the equities. And once those equities top, then we're probably going to be looking at a wave of sympathetic selling come through the soybeans. And I just sent out a special note to clients and subscribers that the S&P 500 is hitting a level in terms of a standard deviation level that it has not hit since the lows in 2009 and since the highs back in 2000. So going back about 25 or 30 years, we're hitting a standard deviation level. This time on the upside and an all-time record high, we've not seen anything like this since the major high right before 2000, right after the year 2000. So I kind of on really pins and needles with this S&P again because it seems like almost a bubble is forming in that asset.
Okay. Anything you want to make sure we know about before we see you at our Farm Assets Conference in Normal on Monday?
Well, I sure hope everybody comes because there's going to be door prizes. There's going to be all of us there. I know that you and Dave will put on a fantastic show, and I'm really looking forward to it, and we're going to have a lot of fun and hopefully give a lot of information out. I think as far as the markets go, Todd, I think the market is shaping up in 2015 for this micro-macro battle. We're weakening global economy-wise. We're finding more quantitative easing outside the United States, and yet the supply-demand fundamentals, the demand side in the grains is starting to shape up pretty nicely here, mainly because we have had this harvest delay and also the problem in South America in getting their crop established.
Have a safe journey into Illinois, and we'll see you on Monday morning.
Sounds great, Todd. Have a great weekend.
You too. That, of course, is Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting.